When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Morning, Jay. Morning, Key. Morning. Gang, the band's back together.
Crew.
Yep. Holidays what over. Up, Happy Key? New Year, Key.
Happy New Year.
Yep. Happy New Year.
We've been, yesterday the entire show was on DeMar Hamlin, but and we're obviously going to be focused a lot on that today. I feel like things are a little bit, feel like they're moving in the right direction. Here's the latest. The family released a statement on Tuesday. On behalf of our family, we want to express our sincere gratitude for the love and support shown to DeMar during this challenging time. We are deeply moved by the prayers, kind words, and donations from fans around the country. Family said this in a statement released Tuesday morning. We also want to acknowledge the dedicated first responders and healthcare professionals at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center who have provided exceptional care to DeMar. We feel so blessed to be part of the Buffalo Bills organization and to have their support. We also want to thank Coach Taylor and the Bengals for everything they've done. Your generosity and compassion mean the world to us. Please keep DeMar in your prayers. We will release updates as soon as we have them. So DeMar's uncle, Dorian Glenn, spoke to Coley Harvey last night, guys, and here's some of that.
It's kind of just like they're day-to-day. He's improving from where he was yesterday. And, you know, we're just going to continue to pray. And I know that he's in great hands with the medical team he has here. They've been doing a tremendous job just helping him with his recovery. I'm just happy that he's still here to fight. He's still here. He still has a chance to get better. He still has a chance to continue to be the positive impact that he's been on the community. And, you know, I find a lot of blessings within that.
Key, Jay and I discussed this quite a bit yesterday. We have not heard from you yet about this, so I'm interested in hearing your thoughts.
Well, obviously, it's a tough situation. And, you know, sitting there watching the game and watching everything unfold, it brought me back to 1997, my second year in the league. You know, when I was playing for the New York Jets, similar experience with Reggie Brown, a linebacker for the Detroit Lions, second year player out of Texas A&M. Needed to have the first responders and CPR as he collapsed on the field and stopped breathing. And it was the scariest moment. So it brought me back to that situation, and when you see the players on the Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals, tears pouring down their eyes, you know that this was very serious. This was just not a situation where, you know, you go, okay, he gets in the ambulance, he'll be okay, he'll give you the thumbs up, because that's typically what we have seen in professional sports. But seeing that night, you know, I haven't, to be honest with you, Max, I haven't been able to sleep at all. I've been in two very similar situations, one in high school where we actually lost our star receiver in Kevin Copeland, and then this one with the Detroit Lions, and now all of a sudden I get a chance to witness a third from a distance on television. So, you know, obviously the prayers and everything like that, You just hope and you pray that it all works out the way you want it to.
So you haven't been able to sleep as a result of this, you think?
Yeah, I really haven't. It's been the last, I would say, 24, you know, so hours have been it's stress. Even though I wasn't in that game, you got to think. I've seen it in high school. I've seen it as a professional athlete when I was on the actual field. I think about three plays later after the incident in 1997, we had the football when it happened with Reggie. And the first pass attempt, they threw me the ball. I was in no mental, you know, now that I look back at it, and even at that time, but now that I look back at it, I was in no mental shape to continue to play in that football game. They threw the ball to me, and it went literally, I mean, I tried to catch it. I don't know what I was thinking. I just tried to just throw my arms up any way I could, and it bounced off of me. But I was more worried about what if I got hit. You know, I wasn't even thinking about the game. And this was a very important game, much like the Buffalo-Cincinnati game was very important in terms of playoff implications. That Detroit game was win and get in for either team. And so, you know, you could just imagine the magnitude of everything going on in that stadium. And I think it was the Silver Dome at the time. It was about 80,000 people in there. It was a different feel for a young kid who's never, you know, who in the pros have never seen anything like that.
So, Key, wow. Because we talked yesterday about, you know, one of the themes that had popped up, but the timing wasn't correct to, you know, dive into that subject matter about implications, about playoffs and things of that sort while something like this is going on. So you're telling me back when with Reggie, when that situation happened, that was the same scenario, but they went through and continued to play. How were you guys able to even get – how the hell were you? Because I'm watching the other night, and I'm watching Diggs, and I'm watching those guys. Yo, there's no way in hell you can get yourself out of that state of mind to just go back and play.
No, it was, you know, you so being young at that point in time, I don't know the significance and the magnitude of what just transpired and took place, right? They could have, at that point in time, you know, you playing ball, they tell you to run through anything. Now, obviously, the world has evolved as a whole, and that's why I said, I think it was about three plays later, they throw me a ball, Jay, and my mind wasn't even, you know, I attempted to catch it, but it was one of those deals where I didn't even put my hands out. I just kind of, I don't know, I did something weird to just like whatever, you know, and I can remember myself doing that and my teammates telling me, you know, to shake it off and get my mind back right. But I'm like, you know, this young man, Reggie, is not – he wasn't breathing 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, Key, you know, you say that the world has changed quite a bit. I think that's exactly right. And the reporting about what transpired after the event took place and his heart stopped, right? We're talking about DeMar Hamlin now, the other night. The reporting is that it wasn't the league that took the lead. It was the players and the players' union. And the coaches. In other words, the era of player empowerment resulted likely in the postponement and maybe eventual cancellation of that game, right? Years ago, the players had much less influence. And as Key just said, you know, you were told to do it, so you just did it, right? Things have changed quite a bit.
It also feels it was probably the biggest Monday Night Football matchup that we've had this season. Right.
Yeah, if that like happened and if this had taken place in 1997,
they'd have kept playing.
We'd have kept playing.
Yeah.
Because we didn't it wasn't player empowerment, it wasn't the media coverage, it wasn't all of those sort of things. You have to not that you have to understand, but what happens is when this thing catches fire and there's pressure applied not only to the players to make the right decision, but also the coaches, the front office, the NFLPA, the NFL, the networks. It applies pressure for them to make the right decision at that point in time. In 1997, it was just like, okay, they got him breathing back on the field after some time where he wasn't breathing. They put him into the ambulance. Okay. We think he's going to be okay, you know. And so at that point, it's like, okay, well, we're going to play football. You know, when you see guys get hit in helmet-to-helmet contact and they go unconscious, you know, they typically will just, you know, go out, do what they need to do, put them in the ambulance, take them to the hospital, and the players go on and they continue to play. Even in practice, things have happened, and all they do in the past is they move the drill to the next field and let the first responders and the medical staff attend to the individual.
You know, Key, you talk about not being able to sleep. And I was thinking about maybe not talking about this so much because I think there's a lot of grandstanding and virtue signaling that goes on with some. when something like this happens, look what a good person I am. I care so much about this, and I don't want to, you know, appear that way. But I also have had a hard time sleeping the last couple nights. I didn't sleep at all that night. And last night even I had a tough time. And I remember calling a fight on the Intrepid boxing match in, I want to say it was the year 2000. And a very brave fighter named Batavian Scotland wound up dying as a result of injuries sustained in the fight. He wasn't knocked out. And early in the fight, I started saying, because I was the broadcaster on the fight, one of them said, maybe they should stop this fight. There was no real moment to do it because he was never really staggered. He was just taking too many clean shots. And I said that several times through the night, Key, and then in the end, sure enough, he loses the decision, he seems okay, and then goes into the locker room and you know, never wakes up, essentially. So, like, I don't know if that's what's going on right now. I wonder how many sports fans who watched that game are having a hard time sleeping right now.
Well, the uncle said that, you know, he needed 100% oxygen the day before. Now it's down to 50%. But the uncle also revealed in an interview on CNN, he said that his nephew died twice, essentially. He said they resuscitated him on the field, and then once they got back to the ER, they needed to resuscitate him again. Mm-hmm. So I think as this thing continues to develop, I mean, you're hearing all these details come out. The fact that it happened on such a grand stage, mm-hmm. I mean, it was – the world has literally stopped for Damar Hamlin.
Well, hopefully not permanently. Oh. And you know, everyone's hoping that he has a full recovery and mm-hmm. has cognitive function and all those things. And, you know, hopefully no one wants to pry and invade the family's privacy, but people are anxious to know with the best intentions – are anxious to know that he's going to be okay, and that's what obviously we're all hoping for.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're on ESPN2 from 6 to 8 a.m. Eastern. We're on ESPNU from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern. Yates in his bag. I like this. What is that, Yates? Sirius XM Channel 80 and the ESPN app presented by Progressive Insurance. Yates, that's something like Ghost would sample, you know, on an intro or an outro or something.
Man.
Yep.
Man.
So listen, the NFL, guys, has released a statement that the game will not be resumed this week. They said that Commissioner Goodell, Roger Goodell, informed the teams that the game would not be resumed this week after consulting with both teams and the NFL Players Association leadership. The league, however, has made no decision on resuming the game at a later date. The league said in a statement that it has not made any changes to the Week 18 regular season schedule. Quote, the NFL continues to be in regular contact with the medical team caring for Damar Hamlin and also the Bills and Bengals organizations and the NFL Players Association, the league said in the statement. Guys, Jeff Darlington was on the 6 o'clock Sports Center last night, our ESPN NFL insider, of course, and we'll listen to it.
Well, the league tells me, again, Brian McCarthy, spokesperson for the league, says, as we announced today, we are focused on playing Week 18 as scheduled. So they've also made clear to every team that they do have, you know, counselors on hand. They have all sorts of different things in place for these teams, for these players. But ultimately, they do plan on keeping the schedule going through this weekend. So there are these little scheduling things that the league will still have to do. But ultimately, at this point, we see very clearly where their priorities are, but they are still saying, though, that all-encompassing on a macro level, the games this weekend are still scheduled to be played.
So the NFL is planning to play this weekend. So I'm very interested, Key, how do players go about getting – because, you know, I was talking yesterday when you say, like, this guy is fearless. To me, it actually sells the player short, because if you're not scared, there's no courage. There's no bravery, right? Like, I think if you – like – there must be some fear involved. You just said it yourself when you were on the field and saw it happen to your teammate. You have these thoughts in your mind, right? And so a whole league now is going to have to overcome that and get and suit up and get back out on the field. How does that happen?
And this is why Jeff said that the league and the NFLPA have counselors and things in place to try and, you know, help guys along. As long as we don't see any unforeseen turns between now and Sunday, I think players will be able to kind of separate the things that happen, the events that happened on Monday night versus them playing on Sunday. It will still be in their hearts and in their minds at times, but I think, though, because of the lag time in between, it will allow them to kind of regroup and get their minds across the league, you know, get their minds right to play a game where it may be very, very difficult for the Buffalo Bills, because that is their teammate. They're close to the situation, closer, let's say, than Seattle. But still, Seattle still understands the magnitude of what transpired and took place.
Yeah, look, I think the league, by suspending the game, is doing the right thing. Focus all the attention on DeMar Hamlin and his family. I think that sets the right tone for the event that occurred. I don't – not that other players weren't close or are dealing with grief or dealing with issues around it, because I'm sure there are. But as it relates to the other teams, I'm not – I don't get as concerned about the other teams as I do about – the Buffalo Bills team. And Key, I said this, and I don't know how in the hell you were able to do that. Maybe because in the back of your mind, you guys knew that, you know, your teammate was going to be okay, maybe. But I don't know how you just come back and play after seeing that in real time. And I heard Aaron Rodgers the other day on the Pat McAfee show talk about the fact that, you know, this is not like DeMar Hamlin went back to the locker room, Max, and they performed CPR on him in the locker room. Or they took him to the hospital and they performed it right there on the field.
For minutes and minutes.
In the middle of hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people
watching.
So what
do you think the NFL should do, Jay?
I frankly don't know, Key. I don't know how the Bills can just play the Pats, man. I think maybe a weekend of pushing things back.
For the whole league or just for the Bills?
I don't know how you just – because that's two games in a row for the Bills. I think it would have to be for the whole league. I don't know how you just wouldn't push everything back a week.
I think it's going to be – like I said, I think it's going to be extremely difficult – for the Bills and the Pats in particular, because they play each other. I think the rest of the league, players that are close to DeMar, or players that have maybe gone to Pitt with him or played with him in Buffalo and have a relationship, may be a little tougher. But I think when you start to get into teams outside of the Bills per se and New England, outside of that game, I think for the most part, guys will try and get their minds right and ready to play. As long as I said before, we don't see something transpire between now and the time it's supposed to take.
You
the
mean
field
so, you mean a turn for the worse?
Yes.
You mean a turn for the worse. Oh, I see what
Key,
you mean.
Yes.
And you're talking about the health
Key,
of
yes.
DeMar. Yeah.
Key, you're probably right, living in the world of reality with understanding how the NFL works. But what if there was a world in which we actually just took this weekend off and moved things back a week. I mean, there's that gap week between the end of the playoffs and the Super Bowl, right? Like, just what if you didn't have that gap week? What if it just went right into Super Bowl and you moved everything back a week?
I mean, that's not unreasonable. Deion Dawkins, the Bills' offensive lineman, was on the 7 o'clock SportsCenter last night and was asked if the Bills will play on Sunday.
Anything that we have to give is for DeMar and his family. You know, we understand that we have a job and that this is still what it is, but every emotion, every bit of energy that we have, we're giving it to DeMar. You know, we're giving it to his family. We're giving it to his best friends, and we're giving it to guys like Dane and Trey, and those DBs like that are closest with him, and we're giving them all of that love because those guys need it as well as the other rooms too. But like all of his guys need it, his parents, his father, they all need it, and that's all that we have to give, and we're giving it all to the family, and we're not worried about and nothing else.
Well, I mean, as you say, Jay, difficult to see how you play, especially having heard, you know, the sentiment. When you take the temperature of the team, it seems like that they're not in a playing mood. And it also speaks to what you said, Key. If he gets better and he progresses and things are going in the right direction, that's one thing. If it goes the other way, that's another. And hopefully it will continue or it will go in the right direction. We have much more coming up. Mike Tomlin. By the way, this dude. Now, I know, like, he might not be under 500 again. Think about Pittsburgh. It's not just that he's a brilliant coach, right? It's the kind of man he is. He continues to set the standard on and off the field. We're going to get into that coming up. Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Mike Tomlin. I mean, Key, you know this better than I do and better than most. Like, if you're never under 500 in your career, and that might happen again this year, that's not just about X's and O's, man. You got to get people to play for you. And it seems to me that Mike Tomlin's team loves that man, right? Like, they play for this guy. And he showed once again the authenticity, the sincerity, the humanity, right? So he reflected on his relationship with DeMar Hamlin at a press conference on Tuesday. Listen to Coach.
Man, it's a really personal thing for me, being a Pittsburgher. And that young man being a Pittsburgher, I've known that guy probably since he was about 12. Just got a lot of respect and love for him as a human being. His commitment to the pursuit of his goals and dreams of doing what it is he's doing right now, which is playing in the NFL, and to watch him make personal decisions and make that a realization. It's just an honor to get to know young people like that. Had an opportunity to express that to him whenever I see him. We've played Buffalo each of the last two seasons, and he and I get to have a moment because it's just cool to not only appreciate these guys in terms of where they are now, but to know them since they were younger people and to watch their maturation, their development, to watch them, earn what they've been chasing. It's just really a cool thing. And he's an example of that. I got a lot of love for that young man. We lifted him and that organization up in prayer. That's not obviously something that you ever want to see.
So, it's just the subject of Mike Tomlin. We've been talking exclusively about DeMar Hamlin on this show since the event took place on the field where he went into cardiac arrest. But this is the first time we're going to introduce a subject now that is not directly about DeMar Hamlin, and it's Mike Tomlin, guys. And yes, he is commenting on Hamlin there, but as I mentioned, he has his team in playoff contention somehow again, one win away from once again not having a losing record. He'd finish above 500. So there are a lot to choose from, right? Is this his best coaching job ever? Or is it just the best one since the last one, right? Like, I don't know if it's his best, Key, but like they're all kind of great. Is this his best one?
It's probably his best since his last one, right? Yeah. I mean, because every single year, Mike Tomlin has about 40% turnover every 2 years on the roster in Pittsburgh. And so he's always faced with challenges of getting new faces, getting new players, coaching staff. I mean, it's like every other year, key pieces are leaving that organization and he's continuing to stay the same and keep his team right in contention. I mean, there's only about, as I always said, and I'll continue to say it, there's only about six head coaches that I really would be like, oh, yeah, they're legit in the National Football League. The rest of those dudes, they just wear caps in logos and hope to get out with a W. People know when they go to the stadium with him, they most likely going to get out of there with a W.
I mean, there's a lot to unpack there. First off, what he said about DeMar Hamlin. I mean, he reflected on the character, and I think that's why you saw him very passionate about the conversation, because it was a reflection of his character. When I think of character, how else do you not think of Mike Tomlin? Right? He talked about words such as development, motivation, earning what you have to go out there. And that's what this team has done this year, man. Starting off 2-6, Mitchell Trubisky, then going with Kenny Pickett, seeing that defense make strides after losing some of their key pivotal members. Like, the fact that they're in playoff contention right now with the win this weekend, granted, they need some things to go right. Right, like you need the Jets to get a win over Miami. You need the Bills to get a win over the Pats. We'll see how the Bills come out from this situation. But earning it is everything that Mike Tomlin stands for. I don't think he would appreciate a season if they didn't have to earn it each and every possession.
I don't think that the measure of the season will be whether or not they make the playoffs, because their destiny is not in their own hands. For me, it is the one-loss record. It's the win. Is he going to once again avoid a losing season? He has never finished below 500, ever. And I wouldn't say, I think his best coaching job was when they traded for Minka Fitzpatrick in the middle of that season, when he did not have Roethlisberger, because it wasn't Kenny Pickett or some draft pick they liked. It was Mason Rudolph. It was, whatever they could do. It was, who else was it, Key? The third
Duck Hodges?
String. Yeah, Duck Hodges, yeah. He went 500 with those guys. Right? Like,
it's only, like I said, man, it's really only about five guys, maybe six head coaches in the National Football League that you go, I'm going to the stadium with him in any given moment. It doesn't matter. And he's up there, with the Belichicks of the world. He's right there with him. He may not have as many championships as Bill, but he's right there in terms of being that coach. He's right there with Andy Reid. I mean, they're all like, right there.
Yeah, and but not too late for him to take a college job, by the way, Key.
Yeah, remember that last year?
Not too late for him to take a college job, Mike Tomlin said that
he would take a college. Who said that?
He was in the running for a college job, apparently.
He didn't like that.
Why would he?
Max, I think that, and Key, the fact that he did this, I mean, I can't get the words out of my mouth, because I saw him, I mean, say it. I didn't hear him, but I saw it. Kenny Blinken Pickett. I mean, you talk about their last game, the win that they got, because Kenny Pickett came through in the clutch against the Ravens. I mean, that's your rookie quarterback. That's a decision saying we're going away from Mitch Trubisky. We're going with a rookie quarterback who came through, and this team has matured at the end of the season now to whether we get there in the playoffs or not. Like, we're in a position to strike.
You know, as a Giants fan, I could see the effect that Daboll's had on the team. How they like this guy. You can see it. They play for the guy. And there are – I'm not discounting Daboll's football acumen, right? Not at all. But as long as that checks all the boxes, like it's sound, and I think it is, then it's like, can you lead a team, a group of guys? Will they play hard for you? Tomlin's teams just give them everything they got. Like every year, that you know they're going to – the word that comes to my mind, Key, is compete. They are going to compete every week, every season, and they're competing right now, that's for sure.
If you look at it, Max, and you take a look around the league, all the coaches that keep it 100, as we like to say, their teams compete for them.
Yeah.
The coaches that keep it 100, the teams compete for them.
You're right. Harbaugh. Talking about
Harbaugh, Ravens, Andy Reid, yeah. Bill B, you know, Pete Carroll. I mean, those coaches, those players compete for them.
Absolutely the case. All right. You know, we were talking about it yesterday on our call we do, preparing for the show today, about how the old guys starting to turn things around, right? Brady and Rodgers, where it looked like things were lost at a certain point, but, you know, recently they've been hot. And the question is, which one would you want to avoid in the playoffs if you had to choose one? Like, I don't want to play that guy. Is it going to be Brady or Rodgers? 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Bucks and Packers. You can't count these guys out. I mean, there's a reason that they're both going to the Hall of Fame.
R-E-L-A-X.
Brady or Rodgers?
What if you'd have spelled it wrong?
That'd be the all. Yeah, it gets enough burn as it is, right? Brady or Rodgers? Listen, that's been for years. I mistakenly said actually Rodgers is much better. Brady just has Belichick. It turned out Belichick had Brady. That's right, Key. I said it.
Let it.
Belichick
go,
getting ready to go to the playoffs too, man. What you talking?
Oh yeah,
about?
Be better. Better get to the playoffs. Can't miss it two times in 3 years. All right.
Well, somebody's helping him as well. But anyway,
we'll get into that. Brady or Rodgers, which quarterback would you want to avoid in the playoffs? Key, let's listen to Aaron Rodgers first. Because, you know, he was not as cocky about them making the playoffs when they were going through the struggles as he was when he's guaranteed they would run the table, basically, and then they went out and did. Right? How many years ago that was? 5-6 years ago? But listen to Rodgers at the press conference.
I still believe in myself and felt like it just takes one sometimes. Yeah, it's strange, but when we were sitting at 3-6 and we looked at the next three, at the time, Tennessee was playing really well. Obviously, Cowboys playing well and Philly was number one in the league. And I just felt like if we get one of those, we can win the last five. And 9-8 was going to get in. Didn't really go around saying that because you don't really want to say, hey, if we just get one of these next three, you know.
we can maybe make the playoffs. But in my head, that's what I was thinking. Felt like we were going to beat the Bears. Rams at home, a good matchup for us. Miami was a wild card, I thought. And then the last two at home, that would be winnable, even though Minnesota's obviously had a really good season. Just dome teams in the winter and just the way we've played over the years. And December and January, our record's pretty damn good with me starting. So,
first of all, I like the way he broke that down because it wasn't like irrational. I'm just that my team will do anything. He was being realistic about which teams they were going to beat. But we went through the schedule, and I told you guys back then I'm not ready to count them out because those I didn't see any unwinnable games on the schedule. I agree with him, Key. Like, and now they're there. Who would you want to avoid more, Rodgers or Brady in the playoffs?
Well, you look, all players. They'll never – well, the smart ones don't admit what they're looking at the schedule. Like Aaron Rodgers said, he can look at the schedule, and I can tell you I'm going to beat this one, this one, this one. They coming outdoors. Okay, they got to play us at home. I'm going to beat this one, this one, this one. And in the end, you know. Now, as I've always said, the last couple of years they've had the number one seed and they've gone home. Maybe the seventh seed is exactly what they need because they're hot right now. And I'm talking about the Green Bay Packers, and the question was which one would I rather have? I'd rather not play against Aaron Rodgers because Aaron Rodgers is smoking hot right now. He's got into a rhythm with his receivers. They seem to be coming to the party to play for him now. The defense has turned around to some degree. They're running the ball when they need to run the ball. And Matt LaFleur is not calling plays that make you scratch your head. Special teams and Keyshawn Nixon is balling and putting them in great positions on the field in terms of field position on kickoffs. So everything is kind of hitting for them right now, as opposed to Tampa Bay, which is still scratching and clawing and clunking along.
Yeah, just Tom Brady, and I get the legacy behind Tom Brady, but it's because of all the injuries on that team and where that team is, and even watching that game against Carolina, that team doesn't scare me. The upside for Green Bay scares me, right? We talked a lot about the young receivers and how that's going to come together for Aaron Rodgers and that rhythm. I mean, but their defense helped Minnesota to 17 points. You can say whatever the hell you want about, you know, teams going up and down or what you want to say about Minnesota, but like Minnesota still has been in every single game. Like they made that game look very different, 41-17. Minnesota still was a good team. You may not think they're going to get there, right, when it's all said and done, but 41-17 is a pretty convincing win. So I think that defense – and then the upside, the ceiling for Green Bay is drastically different than the ceiling for Tampa.
I hear what you're saying, and it makes sense, guys. I want to avoid Tom Brady. I've seen Aaron Rodgers in recent years in particular not get it done down the stretch, and he was on some very good teams in the playoffs. I'm talking about the playoffs, not the regular season. The playoffs, including against Tom Brady, where Brady beat Rodgers head-to-head. And, you know, Rodgers is on a very good team. I would not bet against Tom Brady with the chips on the line. Not going to do it.
It's not betting against Tom Brady. It's betting against the rest of his team.
But we're not asking about the team, guys.
Yeah,
we're really asking about the quarterback.
But football's not a one man sport.
It's true. It's hard to
But also, Max, he's not the same Tom Brady that can overcome his team as he did in the past. Certain things that the team would do. If you told me when you made that silly ass statement that he fell off a cliff,
I said he was going to fall, and
fall,
I was right.
Or whatever, he's going to fall off the cliff.
It was just 5 years early.
If you asked me that at that point, you said, "Well, can he overcome?" Yeah, of course. Well, right now his team is not good enough for the mistakes and some of the things that they do for him to overcome.
Yeah, I know. Listen, he doesn't have an offensive line. That's really what it comes down to. But I'm really talking about guys.
At least I don't think so.
Or like, are the Packers more liver than the Bulls? Than the Bucks?
Yeah.
Because of what you said? Yeah, I get it. I'm saying games on the line. It's the playoffs. Or forget games in the fourth quarter. It's a one score game. We're in the playoffs. Give me Brady over Rodgers. That's what I'm saying right now. Brady over Rodgers.
Hold on.
In the playoffs.
Hold on, man.
Yep.
I know I've been gone for a couple weeks, and I thought the Miami Dolphins had clinched the playoffs a month and a half ago, but that didn't happen.
They were your preseason pick, and here you are.
And now I'm hearing you change the original question to one play left in a game, and who would
you rather have? The original question, you guys changed the question.
That wasn't what – that's not what you teed up.
The question is this. Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, which quarterback – would you like to avoid more heading into the playoffs? Which quarterback? You guys are then saying, well, it's an interdependent game and the offensive line and da-da-da.
No, I said I would rather avoid Aaron Rodgers, and then you broke it all the way down to a minute 30 to go with no timeouts.
I said that because you're turning it into Packers versus Bucks.
Wait, Max. If the O-line is having issues,
yep.
What quarterback do you think actually can get things
done?
Get out the way.
I think
it is part of the conversation. Answer, We're still talking about the quarterback.
The answer is Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
Until it matters most, then Brady will get the ball out of his hands faster. Like, you know, in other words, what it comes down to me is we're talking about look at the question, guys. Let's read it carefully.
Yes, we've been looking at the question.
Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, not Bucks or Packers.
Yes.
Which quarterback would you rather avoid heading into the playoffs, not a regular season game. So we're not talking about teams, and we're not talking about regular season. We're talking about quarterbacks, playoffs. So the question is, once upon a time, I would take Brady in the playoffs over Rodgers. Would I still? Right?
Because,
and the answer is yes.
Because Tom Brady's clutch. Yep. That's what you're saying.
Yep. Better clutch player than Aaron Rodgers. Clearly a better clutch player.
So you would take him more. Though. So wait, Keith. I want to apply this to other scenarios then. So Tom Brady or Jalen Hurts in the playoffs? Quarterback, who are you taking?
Jalen Hurts.
But why? I thought Tom Brady's more clutch.
Jalen Hurts doesn't have the track record. But just because you haven't seen Hurts do it doesn't mean he can't do it. And given the way he's playing now, the level
is extraordinary. Can't do it.
But I've seen him in recent years choke in the playoffs, period. Rodgers has in recent years has choked in the playoffs. He is one of the best players who ever lived. I'm not saying he will forever choke in the playoffs, but I've seen him do it. Brady doesn't do that.
Tom Brady, Josh Allen.
Josh Allen, obviously.
See, Key, I'm just saying, you start going through a list of other quarterbacks.
Go ahead.
You're going to take the other quarterback. Because Josh Allen has got to the championship game. He's gotten to the Super Bowl, right?
Go ahead.
No, championship game. Yeah,
I take Josh Allen over Tom Brady.
Being sarcastic, right, about him choking, not getting there.
I'm sorry, Jay, not championship, divisional game.
Divisional game.
But go ahead. Continue. I'll take Josh Allen.
I'm just saying.
Guys are so young, athletic, strong. And it's not that Rodgers is not athletic and strong. He's not quite in his prime anymore, it looks like to me. So both quarterbacks are somewhat diminished, and the question is, really the point of the question, is in their whatever level of diminished states, who would you want in the clutch? That's what the playoffs mean.
Please don't change it again.
Guys.
Just keep the question nice and simple.
Guys.
Because you changed like five times, Max, to get your point across.
I changed it because you changed it, so I'm trying to get back to the original question.
I took Aaron Rodgers as the one quarterback out of the two that I don't want to see heading into the playoffs because he's red hot. You went with a minute 30, 80 yards ago.
I went a minute 30 because you guys both said Packers versus Bucks.
He plays for the Packers and the other guy plays for the Bucks.
All right, who would you rather
avoid? Sometimes you're talking to a wall. I don't understand why
guys,
you keep going.
Believe me, my reading comprehension is extremely high.
Again,
I read the
like
question
I said,
correct.
I thought the
it's extremely high. You give me a reading comprehension test, I get 100.
Playoffs already, all right. Jay. I've been gone so long, I forgot who Max was.
We want you to weigh in now on Brady and Rodgers. And also, how much does how you play going into the playoffs matter in the actual playoffs? Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, and Yates wants something from me. What'd you say, Yates?
It's like a Progressive.
Ah, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Is that it? Tremendous.
Yes.
I thought you said your reading comprehension was
888.
It's right there on the screen.
That was hearing.
No, that was hearing.
No, it's not on the screen.
Oh, it's not on the screen?
No, it's not on the screen. If it's reading, I got it. All right. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Please answer the original question and not the one that Jay and Key turned it into.
Why is it Jay?
Which quarterback heading into the playoffs would you most want to avoid? Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.